Namaste. My name is Rui Zimmera. I'm an international meditation master. Today I want to speak how to get our life back. How to live more a fascinating life where every moment is counting. Instead just to do the task or just to solve the problems or run away from our life that we mostly are doing because we think that we have to produce something, we have to do something instead of to live now. When we had been a baby, we had lived in the here and now. Every moment was fascinating. And then we learned to think. And then we have known everything. And if we know something, then we don't see something. Then nothing happens new to us. Or what said T.H. Eker, the three most dangerous words is, I know that. Because then we are not open for the moment, for the here and now. Another example is cancer patients who have only to live 1 week or 2 weeks. And then every moment of their life is so intense because they have only to live a limited time. And then they enjoy their life much more than before. Our mind is so constructed that we really can only see the first 7 years. And afterwards, we have inside of ourselves templates. And instead to see, we get the templates from our memory and substitute what we see now. So if you describe, for instance, the changing of the sky, we have seen it so many times, the template, it's much more easier to process the picture. And so we cannot see the colors anymore because we process only the template sky in our mind. Another example is they've shown a movie about hygienic in the jungle for the Africans. And after the movie, they have asked the Africans what they have seen. And then the Africans didn't have seen the rules and how to become hygienic. They have just ignored it. This means we see what we want. The same is true for stock market. So then we imagine how the stocks should go. But this is our interpretation. It's not the reality. They have done this study also in London. That we are, when we are focused on something, that we ignore the whole picture. We cannot see the whole picture anymore. And this is the same thing, that we want to live and we want to enjoy our life, and when we know everything, and if we are not open for the moment, we can't do it, and even it will harm our success. If a rich people, if we would be a rich person, then we would see everywhere opportunities. But we can't see them because we are ignorant, we are not open for that. We see just only our templates. We are ignorant. And then for sure, we can't enjoy our life. When I started with meditation, I was all the time very much in stress. Then my life slowed down and I've learned to empty my mind and to accept every thought instead of to fighting against thoughts. And then naturally my life slowed down and it works like crazy. Then I was again in a rush, then I want to make very much in the last 2 years, and again my life became faster and faster. And then I thought, for what? For what I rush behind anything? And so the meditation is working that we are more open for the here and now. And if I see and if I compare how fast I was living even as a 12 or 13 years old guy and how slowly I live today, that every moment needs much more time. For me is a month a huge long time, a huge. And then we're getting our life back. If we just make less and really watch and really feel in the here and now instead of to be a robot to fulfill our task, to fulfill our life, to run away from our life. And the same is true for relationships. And this is really a, really a pity. So we live in a relationship and then we have made us an image about our darling, how our darling should behave, what our darling should do, what our darling have to fulfill in order to make us happy. And the love is gone. In Tantra, we have learned to kill every day our darling. This means that we discover every day our darling new as an unknown person. And again, this I know that is a hindrance to discover something new in our life. And then our life is back, then our love is back, then our feelings are back, instead of this thinking, I know that already. Then I'm not open for the moment for new things. And for relationships, this is so crucial. Or my mother bought me always as an underwear that was too small. Because like every parent, they cannot see the change of their children. And then they are living 2 or 3 years in the past and not in the here and now. And it's very difficult for the mind to find out a slowly movement. If something is going slowly downwards, we cannot recognize it. The same is if a child is changing. The same is true if our partner or darling is changing. We can't see that. The only thing is just to anchor us again and again in the here and now, that we really feel what is inside of ourselves, and that we really watch our thoughts and then our life is back. Thank you that you have seen this video, and bye.